Are you ready to increase your metabolism? That's what we're diving into today on Moving Through Midlife. Welcome to Moving Through Midlife. I am your host, Courtney, a personal trainer and movement specialist who wants to help you move through midlife with more grace. Each week, we will discuss ways we can show up better for ourselves and our children without the burnout. We will focus on overall health through habit stacking to help increase energy, provide movement snacks to help you move more throughout the day while also moving your body more, and learn from professionals on moving through midlife with ease so that you can feel confident with aging gracefully. Grab your earbuds and join me on a leisurely walk while we discuss moving through midlife. We've all heard that you can do these certain things or eat these certain foods to help increase your metabolism. So the first thing we need to do is determine what exactly is metabolism. What does it mean? It is the chemical reaction in the body's cells that change food into energy. Our bodies need this energy to do everything from moving to thinking to growing. If we think about that, then that is our key to understanding how important nutrition and movement are in this equation of metabolism. And this is why the fitness industry has spoken so much about calories in versus calories out. And you need to be in a calorie deficit for you to be able to lose weight. And this is one of those situations where I say yes and, or yes but, because it is a little bit more involved than just that. Because of our gut health, how we sleep, how our hormones are, all of these things are going to affect our metabolism. So if it's more than calories in and calories out, what other things affect our energy balance? A lot of it has to do with not only the type of food we eat, but also how these foods are cooked and prepared, because of how once they go in, if they've been cooked, you are more able to get some of the nutrients out of those foods. It's also based on your gut health, because depending on the health of your gut will depend on how you absorb those nutrients and how you're able to digest those foods. Add into that our emotions, our sleep, the recovery and stress levels, all of these can play into how we are handling the food coming in. And then when it comes to releasing, getting the energy out, our resting heart rate may have something to do with it. Producing heat, the thermogenesis, how well we are able to regulate our own hot and cold system, how well we recover when we're dealing with injuries or tissue healing, our exercise, how we're moving throughout the day, again, sleep, recovery, and stress levels, and then like our excretion, how we poop and pee. All of these things play into calories in and calories out, which are how you can increase your metabolism or where your metabolism is, whether you have a slow metabolism or a high metabolism. So with that energy coming in, one key thing I want you to take away from this is that when you compare more processed foods versus less processed foods, whether they be like the hamburger, the French fries, any of that, it has been found that even when the foods are more or less the same, the way we use that energy is different. So when we eat foods that are less processed, so if I make a homemade bread, you've heard before, I like making sourdough bread. So if I make sourdough bread myself, compared to going to the grocery store and picking up a slice of bread that has, it's been highly processed, my body, once I eat that, is going to absorb less energy from the sourdough I made compared to the highly processed food. The other thing that's going to happen is I'm going to tend to feel more satisfied with eating the food that I made because it's less processed, which is also going to keep me from eating more energy, right? So from me making the decision to eat a hamburger at home that I freshly made compared to going to the fast food restaurant and picking up a fast food hamburger, I am going to get less energy from the food that I've made myself, and I am going to be more satiated from that meal. Now, this doesn't mean that you're not getting the nutrients from the food that you're eating. It's just that it's going to take more energy during the digestive process. So not only are you taking in less energy, you're using up more energy because of, you know, it's more in a natural state. So therefore, your body has to take more energy to digest the food. So from that information alone, if you could just change not even the food that you're eating, but just the fact that you're not going to a fast food restaurant or eating the highly processed foods, if instead you focus on what you can make at home, you can eat all the same foods, hamburgers, french fries, all of that, but you're making it at home with not highly processed, right? So it doesn't mean you're just grabbing the pre-made burger in the frozen food section. It's going to mean you getting the ground beef and making your own patties and you cutting up some potatoes and putting them in your air fryer. Now we talk about energy out. So this is not just with movement, but this also has to do with your resting metabolic rate. And this is basically, so you could say your basal metabolic rate and your resting metabolic rate. We're going to just focus on your resting metabolic rate. Now, if you're younger than 35, you will probably have a higher resting metabolic rate. But once we hit 35, that is going to start to drop. This is because we have more lean mass and our hormones are like you're in those productive years. Once your fertility starts to come down and you start to lose some of that lean mass, this is going to affect your metabolism, whether or not you are eating healthy or working out. So that is why about 35, most people start to see some visible changes within their body. And now you've got to work a little bit harder to stay at that same metabolic rate. So if you want to keep your metabolism running at a higher level, you also need to make sure that you are finding ways to strength train. You got to hold on to that lean mass as long as possible because it's naturally declining as we get older. So you have to find ways to reverse that. And the way to do that is to start lifting heavy things and moving more. And this is why I'm so big on you. This is why you always hear me say, move more, move more, move more. Because something like this, it is called non-exercise activity thermogenesis, NEAT. One thing that you can do to help your metabolism, in addition to less calories coming in or the way the food is processed in your gut, we're also focusing on our movement. The NEAT, how are we at rest? The non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So what can we do naturally? In addition to, you know, you've been told you need to work out. Yes, you've got that. But what can we do that's going to make a difference in our life? And this is the one I want to focus on because it can make life more enjoyable for you. So yes, go get your strength training in. Do a little bit of it. You don't have to be doing it 6 days a week. Get 3 days, three good days of strength training in, lifting some heavy stuff to keep that lean mass going. But then the other days, let's focus on how we can increase that non-exercise activity. How can we find ways to move more? So Some of the things are real simple, just how you navigate around your home or workplace. And this is why you hear me say time and time again, like stop outsourcing, because those little movements can make a huge difference in your calorie expenditure, how much is going out. You know, if you can sit there and this is where that whole fitness thing kind of what it turned itself on its head. I remember, you know, people would be like, I got to do 2 days because I got to burn 500 or 600 calories. Stop focusing on like the calories that you're burning during your exercise program. Start focusing more on how can I burn more calories in my everyday life? What can I do naturally to burn more calories? So cleaning your house instead of hiring it. Yes. And I know, like, for some of you, you need the cleaning service. I get it. We're all at different stages of our life and all need different things. So if it's your sanity you need, then keep the cleaning person. But if you're looking for ways to create a little bit more movement into your everyday life and you want to live the healthiest you can live, then you might want to take control of some of these things again. And that would be going to the grocery store yourself, cleaning your own house. I just started cleaning my pool again for myself. You know, these are little actions that you're doing on the daily that is going to increase your calorie expenditure. The other thing is fidgeting, pacing. When you answer that phone call, get up and move around. Wiggling or tapping your feet can increase the calorie expenditure. It also helps with that mobility and movement. You'll always hear me push back to that as well. Keeping your body moving through different positions. Every little part of your body is important to have because they all have a different benefit. So, doing that as well. Getting outside in the yard and doing yard work. Playing with your kids. Getting involved, doing different things. Stop just watching them play or do things. Get up and do those things with them. Carrying your groceries in instead of always having to, you know, like maybe if you're grabbing a cart or whatever. I don't know. I feel like we do a good job of this, moms, right? We put 15 bags on our arms and we carry those suckers in. But one thing that I used to do when my kids were younger. I don't need to do it as much anymore. But once, when they were younger, there'd be like items all strewn around the house. You remember those years? And is this the most effective way to clean up? No. But I'm looking at it through a different lens, right? So I could have grabbed a basket or a little tub and put everything in the basket and taken everything into the room. Like that would be effective, yes. But I was looking at it from a movement standpoint. So I look at things a little bit differently. So I would pick up whatever I could pick up in my hands and I would take it and walk to the bedroom and do that. And then I would walk back and I'd pick up a few more items and I'd walk it back to the bedroom because that is where my priority was. That is something you need to pay attention to is how are you moving in your everyday? What is your priority? You may need to change your priorities a little bit to create more movement in your everyday, which is going to help increase your metabolism naturally without having to add any exercise, without having to go on a diet. You can do these things naturally, and that is going to make a larger impact. And not only will you get the benefits from it, but so will your family. As you can see, there's no secret thing that you can eat to rev up your metabolism. It really has to do with eating healthier, will naturally require the body to use more energy to process the foods and help get the nutrients into the body it needs. And then finding ways to move more throughout your day is going to have a bigger role than just exercising. So yes, do the strength training. You can even do some HIIT, high intensity interval training. I recommend not more than 1 or 2 days a week. That's going to also increase your metabolic rate throughout the day. But here again, we're going back to this is a risk. More is not better. It doesn't mean that if I do it 5 and 6 days a week, I'm now going to be having this revving metabolism. No, you've got to remember that your hormones play a role in this too. And if your hormones are freaking out, if your cortisol levels are up through the roof, your body goes into a state of protection. So learning how to do things more naturally. If we focus on just having a little bit more fun throughout our day, you will start to see the benefits of that. We are so focused on like, oh, well, what can I do for my metabolism? And that's probably why you came here, is because you thought I had some secret to help you rev up your metabolism. But it really is about just enjoying your life more. And honestly, when you start doing that and start living like that, you won't care so much about these little things of what can I do to increase my metabolism? So that is where I'm going to leave it today. Pay attention to eating less highly processed foods and focus on those everyday movements. I feel like I say the same thing week after week, but that truly is what you need to do. That is the key. And unfortunately, we think that there's some secret. There's something secret we can do, but it really comes back down to the basics. So if you are struggling with eating healthy and moving more, I would encourage you to head over to our Moving Through Midlife community, where I'll be providing tips and information to help you with this. Also, we do have our Transform Coaching program. These are 6-week programs. It's small group coaching where I help you set goals and work towards those goals over the 6 weeks in a way that you don't feel deprived. So if you're interested in that, you can head to movingthroughmidlife.com, click on the little link for services, and that will provide you the information of our programs, one of them being the Transform Coaching Program. You can sign up to get on the waiting list. We've got the next one opening very soon. So I hope you all have a wonderful day and make sure to keep moving. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found something to take away to help you practice healthier habits, move more, or handle the midlife and aging with grace. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or leave us a review to help us reach more moms just like you. Head to movingthroughmidlife.com to join the free community or learn how you can move more and feel better in your daily life.